Auntie Pearl asked me last night to share something this morning. Yesterday night, after the bridal shower, Auntie Pearl came up to me and asked me to share something this morning.
昨天下午在祝福之后，圆珠姊妹要我分享一些。
And I think I gave her a blank stare for a good 5 seconds. I think I stared at her for a good 5 seconds.
我愣了五秒钟。
Because two thoughts rushed in my mind.
有两句话在我心中。
I was like, tomorrow, Mother's Day? That's like within a little over 12 hours.
就是明天嘛，母亲节只有12个小时了。
But on the other hand, I kind of did want to share something as well.
但是另一面我又是很想分享。
I don't know, is she here right now?
妈妈在这边吗？
So she asked me to pray about it, and after I went home, and I thought about it.
她要我为这个祷告，我好好的思想。
And after I practiced piano.
当我弹完钢琴以后。
And violin and cello.
还有小提琴以后。
I was praying for inspiration this morning. I went up to my room. It was almost 11 o'clock.
我差几乎是十点钟才到我的房间。
And
11点。
And I was praying and I asked the Lord, I was like, it's almost 11 o'clock. If you want me to share something tomorrow, it's going to have to come really quick.
我就跟主说，主啊，已经十一点了，我明天要分享的话，实在你需要很快才可以。
And he reminded me of a letter that I had started for her. He reminded me of a letter that I had started for her.
我想起有一封信。
This letter was supposed to be a birthday card for her.
本来应该是一个生日的卡片。
But I had never finished it.
但我从来没有完成它。
So this is what I'd like to share today.
所以我想今天要拿这个来分享。
Dear Mom, happy birthday.
妈妈，母亲，亲爱的妈妈，母亲节快乐。
Well, happy belated birthday. Sorry this card's so late.
对不起，这封卡片是晚了。
It just wouldn't be my style to be on time anyways. It just wouldn't be Amber's style to be on time anyways.
可能没有办法准时。
I wasn't sure what to get you for your special day.
我想要在一个特别的时候给你。
I pondered over it a great deal.
这是一件很重要的事情。
But it didn't seem like to me you really wanted anything in particular.
go on, please.
Okay. But while I was contemplating about it, I started thinking about how very blessed and very thankful I am to have you as my mother.
当我仔细思想的时候，我觉得我是何等的有福，有这样一位的母亲。
Not that I haven't been thankful before, but just this year and especially since I've been away at Michigan at my first year of college.
并不是说我以前没有感谢过，但是今年是对我是一很特别的一年。我是第一年离开家里去到大学。
While I was away, I've come to treasure all the life lessons that you've taught me ever since I was little.
当我不在家的时候，我一直在思想你教我的这些宝贵的生命中的功课。
Even now, when I'm away at college, I can still hear your voice saying.
即使我现在在大学里面，我仍然能够听见你对我说的话。
Amber, if you would just put things away in the right place.
Amber, 如果你把事情能够放对地方。
Right away, where they belong.
放在他们所该在的位置。
Before you even put it down the first time.
即使是你在刚刚放下，第一次放下之前。
Your room will always be clean.
你的房间总是干净的。There's
this one time when I came home late from practicing.
当我回家练习的时候。
While I was taking off my jacket, I remembered your wife preaching.
当我脱下衣服的时候，我就想起你的话。
So I walked all the way across my dorm room, which is probably 5 feet away from where I was standing, to hang up my jacket in my closet.
我就跑去把衣服挂起来。
But of course it fell off the hook right afterward, but that's okay. Another lesson that I was being tested while I was away was the lesson of procrastination, especially when it came to the chore of cleaning out my refrigerator.
另一个是我要清洗我的冰箱。
I'd always put it off until it started stinking up my room.
我总是一直的拖，等到我要清理我的房间。
So, I guess let's just say I've never seen mold in so many pretty colors before.
Oh, 因为有东西它的颜色已经变了，已经发霉。
Yellow, pink, blue, purple.
粉红的、蓝色的、紫色的。
Green, black, blue, red, white.
绿色的、黄色的、白色的。
I also want to thank you for all your prayers for me.
我实在很感谢你为我的祷告。
Actually, that's one thing I've learned a lot about this year.
实在这是我这一年学到最多的。
It's just how powerful and necessary prayer is.
我能够知道祷告是何等的有力。
It's how we praise the Lord, it's how we worship Him.
这是我们如何的感谢他，如何的来敬拜他。
It's how we can give thanks to Him, and it's how we can chat with Him.
就是我们能够与他交谈。
Through your example, I've come to love spending time in prayer each morning with him.
因着你立的榜样，我每天早晨能够与主在一起。
I've also come to know and experience the Lord in so many new and awesome ways, and I wanted to thank you because you've been by my side through it all. I've come to know and experience the Lord in so many new and awesome ways.
我也实在经历了许多新奇的经历神的这个道路。
And I wanted to thank you because you've been by my side through it all.
我要谢谢你，因为你一直的是来教我。
Starting even before college from the application process.
就是在大学之前，在申请的过程当中。
When the Lord was revealing to me my calling.
当主慢慢的向我显明他的呼召。
And throughout moving and unpacking and settling in during my first days in college.
即使是在为着第一年要打包要搬家的时候。
When the Lord was teaching me to trust in Him.
主一直在教导我要信靠他。
During my first encounter with my piano professor, when the Lord was breaking my pride.
当我在剥饼的时候。
During my first encounter with my piano professor.
我与我的钢琴教授。
When the Lord was breaking my pride and I learned to surrender to His perfect plan.
主实在是在我身上做破碎的工作，让我能够向他降服。
And during my very first piano journey in December.
在十二月份，我第一次的钢琴考试。
When I realized that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我意识到靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
And especially during the second semester, when things got a lot tougher.
当第二个学期事情变得越来越难的时候。
Because of my honor classes.
其他的考试。荣誉班。
And through adjusting once again to a new and even more demanding piano professor. When the Lord was teaching me to completely rely upon Him.
主教导我要完全的依靠他。
Through it all, I now know that God's grace is sufficient for all things.
经过这一切，我发现神的恩典是够我用。
I thank you for your tremendous amount of love and patience.And thank you for your prayers and support through it all.
我谢谢你的爱，你的忍耐。
I thank you for walking by my side.
谢谢你与我同行。
Thank you for all you've taught me these past 19 years.
谢谢你过去这19年所教导我的。
There are way too many lessons for me to list, but nevertheless, you've left a deep impression upon my heart.
有许多的功课，但是更重要的，你给我留下一个极深的印象。
I've gotten to put many of them into use this year, such as finding a church. I've gotten to put many of these lessons into use this past year.
这一年我把许多的功课在实际中去经历它。
Such as finding a church, prioritizing my time, and even organizing my schedule.
仍然虽然我的时间表很满，但我仍然的去聚会。
However, I think the most valuable lesson I've learned is just how precious our relationship is.
还有一个很重要的功课，就是我发现我们的关系是何等的宝贵。
I've come to thank the Lord for you, not just as my mother.
我为着主神不但感谢你是我的母亲。
But most of all, as my best friend.
更是我最好的朋友。
Through our relationship, I've also learned that the Lord can also be my best friend.
而且我也发现神也可以是我最好的朋友。
He watches over me, disciplines me, and advises me just as you do.
他看顾我，管教我，就像你一样。
And just as we walk together, laugh together, I really enjoy the Lord's presence as well.
而我们在与主，我们在彼此一同的笑，一同的行走的时候，主也是在与我们同在。
So even though I have to leave my best friend in Kansas City every year when I go back to school.
虽然学校开始，我要离开我在 KC 最好的朋友。
I take comfort in knowing that the Lord is with me wherever I go.
我心里实在是放心，因为主是我最好的朋友。
I'm so sorry your present is so late.
对不起，这封信这么晚。
I hope you'll forgive me, and I know you will, because you have been for the last 19 years.
我希望你能够容量我，因为过去19年，这是你常常做的。
Happy birthday and happy Mother's Day. Love always, your best friend.
生日快乐，母亲节快乐，我最好的朋友。我好紧张。
Okay, can you guys hear me? I'm kind of loud. Okay, before I start, I just want to wish all the mothers here a happy Mother's Day.
在我开始以前，我要祝福所有的母亲节快乐。
I know it's not an easy job.
我知道不容易。
And I think it's one of the most difficult jobs in the world.
我也知道这是恐怕世界上最难的事情。
I always tell my mom that I don't think if I ever have kids, I don't think I would ever love them the way that she loves me.
我常常跟我母亲说，如果我有孩子的话，我不可能像她爱我那样爱我的孩子。
Or teach them the way that she taught me.
我也不可能像她教我教的那么好。
So I guess today I kind of want to share something that I learned from my parents in being the family that God has given me.
我想要分享的就是我父母如何的教导我。
I think for the past 2 years, ever since I've been home, graduated from college.
过去这两年，我从大学毕业住在家里这段时间。
My dad has been asking me to start to pray for my marriage.
我父亲要我为着我的婚姻祷告。
And now that my sister is engaged.
而现在我的姐姐已经订婚了。
I think the heat is on me now. Oh, never mind. Okay. So as I start praying for my marriage and thinking about family.
当我为着我的婚姻祷告，思想我的家的时候，就思想家庭的事情的时候。
I was thinking, what makes a family work?
我就在想，什么能够形成这一个家呢？
Or more specifically, how makes a Christian family work?
什么能够促成这一个基督的家庭？
Why is it that sometimes we see that kids that grow up in Christian home, they love the Lord? For example, like Brother Christian Chen, when he was his daughter and his son-in-law was here last week.
那为什么有一些基督徒的家庭，他们的儿女长大，他们能够爱主，比如像我们看见陈希珍弟兄，他的家庭，他的女儿上个礼拜在我们当中。
And his son can translate beside him on conference.
而他的儿子常常在他边上为他在特会时候翻译。
But on the other side, you also see families and pastors' kids, they are totally they just leave their religion and they don't want to be a part of that family.
但是另一面，许多牧师的传道人的孩子，他们却是离开了他们的信仰。
What is the difference?
是什么是这个不同？
So then I was thinking about my upbringing and how I was taught when I was younger.
所以我就在思想我所经过的。
And I remember that our family is very strict.
我记得我们家是一个非常严格的家。
My dad is very serious and very strict about the spiritual things.
我父亲对属灵的事非常的认真，非常的严格。
He's very careful about how we treat the word of God, our speech, and how we treat the church.
他对于我们对神话语的态度，对于教会的态度非常的严格。
And my mom's strict about everything else.
我妈妈就对其他的事情都很严。
I remember when I was younger, I didn't really like having my friends coming over to my house.
我记得在我小的时候，我朋友来我们家。
No, I don't like having people. 我不喜欢。
我不喜欢我的朋友来我们家。
Because when I go over to my friend's house, we can watch TV. We don't have to do homework. We get to eat candies, chips for dessert.
因为我去他们家的时候，我们可以吃糖，可以吃土豆片，可以做许多的事情。
But if I invite them over to my house,
但是我带他们来我家的时候。
We have to eat fruit and vegetable, and we don't get to watch TV. We do our homework and we read the Bible.
我们只能够吃水果，我们不能够看电视，我们要读圣经。
But I'm actually very grateful for that.
但是最终的，我心里对这个非常的感谢神。
A lot of times the verses that come to my mind are from when I was younger, when I was doing family devotion with my parents.
许多时候神的话进来是借着我跟我父母在一起读圣所读的圣经。
Can we turn to two verses that when I was trying to think, trying to prepare for the sharing, God gave me two verses, and I think they're two verses that all the kids were kind of memorizing earlier.
有两句圣经，其实刚刚小孩子们都背到这两句。
The first one is in Proverbs 13, verse 24.
第一节是箴言十三章十四节。
Chapter 13, verse 24.
十三章二十四节。
He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly.
不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
And the other one is in chapter 22, verse 6.
另一节是箴言二十二章第六节。
22:6.
二十二章第六节。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
So as I was praying for my future family,
当我为着我将来的家庭祷告的时候
，I was.These two verses, the two words that caught my attention.
有两个字，抓住了我。
The first one is discipline.
第一个就是管教。
The second one is train.
第二个是教养。
And I think that's why my parents, that's what they did for me when I was younger.
我想这就是当我小时候我父母所做的。
And when I was younger, I kind of perceive disciplining and training as a bunch of rules and regulations, a lot of do's and don'ts.
在我小的时候，我就觉得这些管教跟教养就是一大堆的规矩，什么可以做，什么不能做。
It's not until recently when I was thinking about this whole thing, about me growing up, to become an adult.
直到最近，当我发现我是一个成人。
That I began to realize that discipline and training is not just about rules and regulations.
我意识到管教和教养不只是一些规矩。
But it's about principles.
而是一些原则。
And I think it's okay for me to accept their discipline and their training.
如果接受这个管教跟教养，还好。
Because I understand the principle behind it.
因为我如果我懂得背后的那个原则，
For example,
比如说,
when I was about maybe 4 or 5, I don't know, young, when I was younger, 4 or 5 years old.
当我只有四五岁的时候,
I remember whenever we go to church, we always have to wear skirts.
当我们去教会, 我们总是必须要穿衬衣, 衬衣, 裙子。
And I hated wearing skirts. I don't like wearing skirts.
我实在不喜欢裙子。
Because it feels like you're such a girl, and I wanted to play around and run around with the boys.
好像你实在是个女孩子，我就喜欢跟男孩子在一起玩。
So then I thought my mom was trying to make me into more of a girl.
但我觉得我妈妈就是想要让我好像做像一个女孩子。
So then I would argue with her.
我就会跟她争。
But she told me.
她告诉我。
She told me that you're going to church right now.You're going to church right now.
你现在是去教会。
And you are going to go see the King of Kings.
你要去见万王之王。
If you were to enter a palace to see a king, what would you wear?
如果你要去一个宫殿见一个王的话，你会穿什么呢？
Would you just wear shorts, or would you wear your sneakers, or would you wear something that's proper?
你只就是穿你的短裤，还是你会穿合适的衣服？
So I remember at that time, from that time on, I never argued with her about what to wear when I have to go to church.
那自从那以后，我就不再与她争。
And it's not about I have to wear a skirt.
不是说我非要穿裙子。
But it's really the principle behind it.
而是背后的那一个原则。
That when you go to church,
当你去教会的时候，
it is about worshiping God.
是为着敬拜神。
Showing reverence to Him.
要表明对他的尊敬。
Such a simple thing, such a simple example.
就是这样一个很简单的例子。
But I can hear her. I can utilize this principle in many things in my life.
我就可以在许多的事上用这个原则。
So I know that my parents pray for me a lot, and my brother and sister.
我知道我父母常常为我祷告。
And they spend a lot of time trying to bring us before God.
他们花许多的时间要把我们带到神面前。
And sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't.
有时候我们听，但很多时候我们不听。
But it is when we recognize the principle behind it that all of us, the three of us, can really surrender.
而当我们三个在认识到背后的原则的时候，我们才能够降服。
So I think back to the original question about what makes a Christian family work and what doesn't.
回到起初的问题，什么能够促成一个基督的家庭？
I think a lot of times when I talk to my friends or when I talk to people that I know.
很多时候我和我的朋友和我认识的人谈到的时候
It's either their parents are overly strict with them and they don't understand why they're strict.
要么他们的父母过分的严格而他们不明白为什么他们这样。
So the discipline becomes something that's, that bounds them and it's a structure that constrains them.
那么管教就对他们成为一种只是一种约束。
And they cannot understand and they cannot see the love of God through disciplining.
他们没有办法明白，他们也没有办法借着这些，管教来认识神的爱。
But then on the other hand,
另一面
，the people who truly understand and can appreciate disciplining and training from their parents.
那些能够明白他的父母的管教的人
and they can see God's love through disciplining and training
也能够从神父母的管教中看见神的爱的人
because they have understood God's principle behind disciplining and training
他们都能够懂得背后的那一个管教的原则
so I'm very grateful
我很感谢
for my parents
为着我的父母
Even though there are a lot of times where, when I was younger, that I didn't understand what they wanted me to do.
虽然我小时还年轻的时候，很多时候我不理解他们为什么。
Now that I'm older.
现在我成熟了。
I think I'm learning to appreciate that.
我开始能够为着这一个来感激。
And I wish one day when I get married and have kids.
我希望当我有一天结了婚有了孩子以后。
I can have the wisdom that God gave to my mother to teach my kids.
我能够有神给我母亲的那个恩典来教养我的孩子。
So the spiritual inheritance and the spiritual blessing can be continued in our family.
叫属灵的产业，属灵的祝福能够传下去。